they sh- wipe my ass, then I flip it. I break they sh- like when your cousins come visit. And then I tell them, your analytics. I don't pivot, I give it to you vivid. If you's a bigot, you probably won't dig it. If you are slow, you probably get triggered like one of these internet snitches. They know it's my ego.
How you doing right now, man? Like, what's the science, man? How you feeling, man? Is one order 6 o'clock blitz? Is we stimulating your mind yet? Do we got your mind, you know,
in the right place, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, is you thinking outside? Are we turning you into critical thinkers? Because that's what we doing, man. That's what the knowledge is here for. It's to turn you into a critical thinker and not just take things on face value. Right? Because I think a lot of people take things on face value, you know what I mean? And they put trust in certain authoritative figures and they are like, yo, man, like what they say is, you know, bond, right? And look, man, not everything that people say is bond, you know what I mean? And so it's very important to know who's who in the zoo, like my brother Wise Prince told me, you know what I'm saying? Peace to the God Wise Prince, you know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, see, this is the thing about knowledge, right? Is that, you know, the manifestation of knowledge is, you know, knowledge is infinite, right? There's so much to know, right? And not one person can know everything, you know what I'm saying? But when a gang of people come together, right? When the gods come together, we know everything. Because you could be the lord of chemistry. He could be the lord of biology. He could be the lord of astrology. He could be the lord of medicine. You know what I mean? He could be the lord of physics. He could be the lord of exercise. He could be the lord of rap. You know what I mean? Like, so when it comes down to it, it's like knowledge is to know. You know what I mean? And when you know something, you have a certain certainty, right? You have a level of conviction, right? Knowledge is the body of accumulated facts. And what is facts? You know what I'm saying? Well, facts is dealing with the truth. Something that could be shown and proven, right? Knowledge, within the word knowledge, is to know the ledge, right? You gotta know the ledge, right? And for all the hip-hop heads, you know the song Know the Ledge, right? Where you think that come from, right? So it's like we must know what's going on around us, right? If you got knowledge of yourself, nobody can fool you because you're gonna examine, right? Knowledge is to examine, right? To examine is to thoroughly investigate or put the knowledge to the test. And when you put something to the test, now you're becoming a scientist. You figure, deal me? You know what I mean? You experimenting. You figuring out what works, right? And that's the thing with diet. It's like, you know, I have to find out what works for me, like Guilty said, right? You know, I strive to find out what works for me, you know? And I found when I started fasting, you know what I mean? That put me in a different mental state, you know what I mean? It assisted in having more energy throughout the day, you know? And so, you know, it's really like I said, man, you know, on this program, man, we're going to talk about different things, man. It's not going to just be all rap music and hip hop, man. We want to talk to the community. We want to elevate you. We want to share things, that you can look up yourself, right? And do the knowledge. Like I said, don't take even what we're saying on face value. You know what I mean? And hey, look, man, if I'm wrong, yo, call in and correct a brother. You know what I mean? Like, but look.
Oh, by the way, yeah, that number, if you're calling in, it's 778-782-2573. One more time, 778-782-2573. Sorry, one more time, 778-782-2573. CJSF. Back to what you said, my brother.
No doubt. no doubt. You know what I mean? We want you to call in. We want to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? The listener. We want to hear what you think. You know what I mean? And when you call in, you know, be
respectful.
Be wise with your words, right? Because you will get cut like hydro.
Yes. Very fast, right? So no F-bombs, right? Contain that. You know, the S's, contain that.
Yeah.
The B's,
no,
you know?
No profanity, man. Just
contain that. Call educated, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Be wise with your words, right?
Creative.
That's wisdom, man, is to be wise with your words, right? And, I mean, if you got passion, don't worry, man. We honor that. You know what I mean? Just don't swear, right? Be intelligent, right? So, you know, before we ran the last few songs, which we should talk about, you know what I mean? We had that last session started off with Gangstar, you know what I mean? And, you know, as soon as Digi put it on, I was like, oh, yeah, that's Gangstar. You already know that's a premiere. That sounds like premiere all over it, right? So, you know, that song was called Militia. Then we had
Refuse to Lose.
And, you know, that was by Nonfiction.
That was Nonfiction and Ill Bill, yeah.
And then It's My Ego by Ice Cube. You know what I mean? I know Ice Cube was here earlier this year. I heard that show was fire. You know what I mean?
I think he had two shows, didn't he? Back to back.
Was it? Was it two? Oh, yeah. Maybe. Yeah, yeah. At the Abbotsford Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what? And you know what's interesting about that place is that they actually have a basketball league there.
Yeah, there's a team out of there.
There's
Langley,
a team out there.
I think it's Langley.
Oh, it's Langley. That's right. Yeah. It's the Langley Trade. It's the
Langley Event Center.
Langley Event Center. That's right.
Wicked facility, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't been there. I gotta check that joint out. But they got a, what is it called? They got farm teams, NBA farm team there.
Mm-hmm.
Which is dope. I don't know why they don't just bring back a team, but, you know, it's all good. Everybody's hoping the Canucks going to take the cup.
Got to leave room for that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I don't know, man. You know what I mean? I don't know. But, hey, FIFA's coming here.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great time, hopefully, you know.
Hopefully.
For the city.
Are we going to get a ticket? How much is a ticket?
I mean,
well, hopefully we'll be performing every night, you know what I'm saying?
Hopefully one order will be on the bill, baby, you know what I'm saying? Taking it by storm, baby, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, you know, another event that's coming up, you know, in December, we got Mobb Deep at the Hollywood Theater.
What date's that?
December 18th.
Okay.
You know,
Triple Six, baby.
Mobb Deep is coming through. And, you know, Peace to Havoc and Big Noid. Definitely one of my favorites. You know, Mobb Deep. You know, rest in peace, Prodigy. You know, I know we've been talking about Prodigy. But, you know, as I read that book more and more, you know, from his perspective, it just, you know, like, you don't want to take anything on face value, but it's always interesting to you know, people's autobiographies, right, when they write them themselves, and you know, you get to see into their mind and what it was like from them, from their eyes, you know what
from
I'm saying?
From his perspective, right?
Exactly, man, because, you know, unless you really walking and talking with those people, basically what you are hearing about those people is from somebody else, right? So, it's very interesting, right? So, you know, peace to the mob. Wale was just here on the weekend. Heard that was a great show. My man, you know, shout out to Grizzy Winner. He went there, told me it was a real good show.
Where was that one? You know where that was?
I think it was at the Commodore.
Okay.
It was at the Commodore.
That's a good spot.
You know, I seen Big Boy there actually too, man. Big Boy was he was fire. You know what I mean? He definitely put on a show. So, you know, let's take it back to
the government website. When you told me that and you sent me the link and I went and looked it up. It's amazing. Like you said, you can't even pronounce half the names on there, right?
Talk about it, man.
And so yeah, elaborate a little bit more on that when you went to the government website. Yeah, you know, it was uh, it, So some of those words had like 30 letters in them. You know, but these things are in all these products that we consume out here. And you really got to read the labels. And when you look up some of these names, and we're consuming this stuff and wondering why we're getting sick, you know? And a lot of people are getting rich off of our sickness here. Right? But at the same time, we have to take the initiative for ourselves and
do the knowledge
and take some responsibility about what we're putting in our body, you know? I mean, I'd be the first. I was a guinea pig, basically, right? Mm. And, you know, you come to realize that once you get sick, it's not a joke, you know? It's not a joke. Mm. And there's a lot of people I know with sickness, illnesses and stuff, and I'm sure a lot of it's food endorsed, right? And back to the 3 meals a day, you know? I talked to this guy from Morocco one day, and he's like, you know how many times we eat? I'm like, no, how many times do you eat? He's like, we eat one time a day. Okay? I'm like, okay. I'm sure they snack and stuff throughout the rest of the day. But that's the thing. I've been seeing a lot of studies here, and they say, you know, you eat one heavy meal, let's say Monday. You wouldn't eat another heavy meal till, let's say, Wednesday, Thursday again. You allow your body to digest that food, especially meat, you know. There's studies saying, you know, how sugar is the big part of diabetes, which it is. But also, the meat consumption is a big part to diabetes, you know. And really, you're only supposed to have, like, the palm of your hand. That should be your meat portion size, right? And I know we're eating a lot more than that. Right? And so, like I said, you know, you eat bacon, eggs, you know, a couple pieces of toast, some pancakes in the morning, you know, 12, 1 o'clock, you have another sandwich, you know, 3 o'clock, you know, you have another stack, you know, you go home, you pound out some spaghetti, tastes lovely and stuff like that. But your body hasn't had a chance to digest all this stuff.
And that's the thing, right? Like, when you're talking about diabetes, right? And, you know, it's funny because companies will market it to you, oh, this is a Diet Pepsi, Diet Coke. You know, I've heard that even doctors will prescribe, or, you know, will suggest to their patients that, you know, you should basically, like, use the artificial sweeteners, right? So, for example, something like aspartame, right? Now, aspartame is highly, highly carcinogenic, right? And for those who don't know what carcinogens do, you know, depending on who you ask, right? Some people say that cancer actually doesn't exist in your body, but these things cause it, and some would say that there's cancer in it. But the aspartame and these artificial sweeteners will activate the cancer cells, right? Something else that's very, very big in supplements from my bodybuilding brothers: titanium dioxide.
Ooh.
Do the knowledge to titanium dioxide. You know, this is now the titanium dioxide is you know, found in a lot of supplements. It is the top. It is the top five as far as the you know, it's one of the top five, like, chemicals that are found in supplements. And you know, this is, I mean, it's doing just, it's like, especially, like, you know, going back to the artificial sweeteners, like, when you get those protein powders that are like cookies and cream and all these different flavors, like it's not good for your body, right? And it's definitely not good for your mind, right? You know, so the artificial sweeteners, man, it's heavy in the stuff that's like, when they talk about diet this, diet that, like, it's very, is not good. It's no good. It's no good, right? And so, like Guilty was saying, right? Like, when I go onto the website, a lot of these names, like, man, you can't even pronounce them, you know? You can't even pronounce them, right? And it's all I can say is that, you know, you go to the Canadian government website or just type in the top poisonous, you know, additives in, you know, Canadian food. And it will most likely take you to the government website. If you're on DuckDuckGo, I haven't tried on Google, but I'm sure if it's just on the Canadian website, that you will definitely find that. But yeah, there's a lot of different, you know, high-powered. I mean, these yo, it's like how, like, no, and it's like, yo, you read a word, and if like you know, if you're like me, you want to know what that word means, then you're gonna find out. But if for somebody that's like, man, I don't even know what that says, like, you know, I don't, it's like, I don't want to take the time to read it. You know what I mean? Because and this is the thing about it, right? It's like society is on such a go, 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 go. It's like, oh, you're trying to go into the grocery store and just get out, right? But instead of just taking the time, right, to read the label, read what it says, right? The additives, right? And I mean, billions of dollars get spent on chemicals on produce, right? And in these charts, it says that there's actually only one that I saw, one chemical, one additive that didn't say all foods. So it's in all the foods, right? All the foods. Now, I'm sure some would argue and say that, well, Canada has more strict laws as far as America.
Regulations,
right? I would say don't believe the hype.
Same-ish.
You know what I mean? Don't believe the hype, right? Like, don't believe the hype, you know? It's like I said, man, this is a very crucial thing, right? Wonder why so many kids... pardon self, you know, because a kid is a child goat, so I don't want to call our youth kids.
They're called children.
They're children, right? Young boys and girls. You wonder why they get diagnosed with things like ADHD, right?
So you put them on the drugs.
Little Johnny just had 500 grams of sugar before lunch, you know what I'm saying? What do you expect him to do? Obviously, he's going to be running around Walmart like a madman.
You know what I'm saying? And can't focus in school, right? And then, yeah, like Gigi said, right? Then they put them on these medications, right? And, you know, like...
You shouldn't want to give your children drugs at all, period, full stop.
I'll tell you a story. So... when I first had my child here, you know, assisted in it, you know, she was sick there, right? She's like maybe two or three, right? And, you know, she kept pulling at her ear, so I thought she had an ear infection. So we went to the store, you know. Lady prescribed something called, forget what it was, but has this ingredient called belladonna, right? Mm. Belladonna is close to heroin, okay? It is on the same scale as heroin, okay? And you're giving your child this, right? So we gave our child this. Yeah, she was fine when she went through the withdrawal of not having it. Okay, right? And these are the things that are on the market that we are giving our children. Right, I said, yo, there's something wrong with my child, right? And you know, I looked and went in.
Give her some heroin.
went and you know, checked out the ingredients, right? And then looked it up and was like, oh my god, you know. And then you feel disgusted as a parent that you even gave your child that, right? So, people, just in caution and precaution, read what you put into your children's body and your own body.
That's don't believe right. What people tell you all the time. Man.
That's right. You know what I mean?
Commercials are lovely, you know?
And look, we're not saying don't trust
They call
trust
it an
your,
idiot
your,
box
your,
for a reason.
We're not saying don't trust your, you know what I mean, your health providers. That's not what we're saying, right? Like, we're not saying that just to make it clear, right?
We're just putting it out there.
We're saying to just, you know,
Here's
if somebody prescribes you something, just go and do the knowledge yourself as well. You know what I'm saying? So that you know, right? So that you know, because there's many cases of like people being misprescribed something, right? Like even for example, right? When the fentanyl crisis started, you know what I mean? I know personally people, right, whose parents had really no clue of like addiction and whatnot, right? So if their child was smoking too much weed, right, they went to doctors and doctors prescribed them methadone. You see what I'm saying? You're prescribing methadone for somebody who smokes weed. That doesn't even make sense. You see what I'm saying? Unless
it makes a paycheck.
Unless that weed was laced with fentanyl, right? Which there was at a certain point. You know what I'm saying? Like
allegedly.
I heard them stories, right? Allegedly, right? But
where is it coming from?
The government. Who wants to take over the business? The government.
Allegedly, right? You know what I'm saying? So you know, it's just like these, you know, like I said, you got to do the knowledge. You got to find out yourself. You got to look and figure out, right? Like, oh, you know what I mean? Because if you actually pay attention too, right? Like, this is the one thing about, like, when you see commercials about new medications that come out, what's the number one thing that they put? This may cause suicide. This may cause this. This may cause that. This is going to cause this. Like, look, they're like literally telling you that this is what's going to happen. And people, they don't...
They still prescribe.
They still take
they
it.
They still want it.
They still want it, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's like when somebody says, don't go down that path. There's a whole gang of people. They got bats. They got guns. They got knives. They're killing people. And you're like, I'm going to go down there because I'm going to be able to trick all of them, right? You're not... You know what I mean?
I'm different.
You know what I mean? That's not going to happen to me. And look, when I was younger, I definitely had that mindset. You know what I mean? But it's like, you know, a smart man will learn from his mistakes. A wise man will learn from the next. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, nutrition is very important, man. And, you know, another thing that I wanted to talk about was like, for me is meditation. You know what I mean? You know, there's a huge epidemic as far as mental health goes, right? And you know, meditation for me has been definitely key to, you know, being. As I was talking about earlier, it's like when I have too much sugar, like I'm unable to focus, right? So when I meditate, right? I meditate and I keep those sugars like very low. I'm able to focus on my thoughts. I'm able to like calm down, right? I'll take like, what I'll do is set an alarm throughout the day, different alarms, and do breathing exercises, right? Like diaphragmic breathing exercises, you know what I'm saying? Because as we walk through life, right, and we're going through our day, sure, we're unconsciously breathing, but taking that time to consciously breathe, right? Activating
to reset.
You know what I'm saying? Activating the parasympathetic nerve system, right? Or the sympathetic nerve system, depending on which you would like. You know what I'm saying? If you want the parasympathetic, you know, diaphragmic breathing and then breathing, exhaling slowly will activate the parasympathetic. Now, if you want to activate the sympathetic, which, you know, raises the heart rate, you know, you can do like, and you're going to feel that oxygen hitting your brain, and it's actually going to wake you up. You know what I'm saying? So for like everybody who loves to drink coffee to keep them awake, if you do certain breathing exercises, it will actually bring energy into your body. Right. So, like I said, man, meditation is amazing. And there's many different forms of meditation, right? It's not just having to like sit down. Like there's active meditations, you know what I mean? There's meditation just like, you know, music. Like there's so many different forms of meditation. And like for me, meditation works great. You know what I mean? Like starting my day with meditation, visualization, you know what I mean? Pre-planning my day in my mind, you know what I'm saying?
Some stretches.
Stretching is important too, man. You know, especially as we get older, like stretching is key, right? Keeping your limbs loose, you know what I mean? Not allowing those muscles and the fascia, what they call the fascia, to clump, right? Because that's how you get knots in your back, right? Or in your body, right? So it's definitely key, you know, stretching, meditation, nutrition, exercise. You know, these are like, you know, I would say definitely like the four pillars of, you know, that will keep you standing on your square. You know what I mean? And also, you know, learning, right? you know, studies show that, like, learning new things, right, it keeps the brain fresh.
Active.
You know what I'm saying? Another thing that, you know, meditation and exercise do, it helps the hippocampus, right? And the hippocampus is in the left side of your brain. And that is, you know, that is, like, it's, studies have shown that that actually will slow down, if not annihilate, any opportunity of Alzheimer's, dementia, right? Like, this is scientifically fact, like, studies, right? So, you know, because that's the hippocampus, it deals with your memory, right? So, another thing that is really good for memory, if you know, like, since, you know, that for me, that works for me.
And my man's got a memory, let me tell you.
Like,
we call him IBM.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for all you don't know, I write all my songs in my brain. You know what I'm saying? All in my mind. All my songs. Like, men in here will bear witness to that, right? Like, so if you listen to my music and you're like, yo, that's such a dope track, all, you know, all of that stuff is written in my mind.
No pen,
no phone, no nothing, right? So,
it's remarkable. And he'll remember all your raps, too. And everybody else's raps, too.
Word is bond.
It's really remarkable.
Word is bond. And
no projector out here, man.
And 120 degrees, man. You know what I'm saying?
And 120
And a 120
degrees.
On
no
my
doubt.
Mind. You know
no
what
doubt.
I'm saying?
No
so,
doubt.
Like, you know, so, I, you know, I peep this ancient technique, right? So... Before I go to sleep, right, you know, I get into the theta, you know, you can get into the theta, the delta, right, the alpha, the theta, the delta, and basically this is when your subconscious becomes open to impressing, right? It's the best time to impress your subconscious, to change those programs that are in your subconscious, right? So, but to enhance your memory, right, what I do is I will actually rewind my whole day. So from when I laid down, I will replay my whole day. And that right there, my friends, will increase your memory. So, you know, if you're open to what I'm saying, you know, try it, right? And maybe hit us back and let us know how it worked for you, right? You know, shout out to Cahill. Cahill sent me this quiz, right? And the quiz was these words, right? It was like a page of words, and there would be two or three letters in different places of the words. So for example, the word that, right? It would be like H-T-A-T. You know what I mean? Or H-T-T-A.
Okay.
And so your brain has to figure out what that word was actually saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it was saying that. You see what I'm saying? So I read this whole thing like that. And I
talking like a paragraph or something?
Just like more than a paragraph. Like it was like maybe like 6-7 paragraphs, right? And it was like, so you're reading this and it's like activating the left side of the brain, you know what I'm saying? Like it's activating your brain, right? So these little exercises, like these kind of quizzes and stuff like that, right? This keeps your brain fresh, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, so shout out to KL, man, because that was dope, man. That was really dope. I sent that to a couple people as well, right? And it's like, you know, it's funny because they're like, intelligent people can read this and they'll know what's going on, right?
Exactly. I think I went through that a few years ago where those were popping up.
Yeah.
It's funny how your mind like you're saying, the word's not spelled right, but your mind already, like, you know, knows what it means.
You know, knows what it is.
That's the exercise of all those years, right?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, so... Yeah, man, you know, like, there's, yo, and that's the thing, man, that's why, you know, for me personally, like, you know, getting knowledge of self for me from, you know, the 5% Nation, like, it taught me that knowledge is the foundation, right, and, you know, it got me into a place where, like, I started to study so much more, you know what I'm saying, like, before, me personally, I was somebody who took things on face value, like straight 85er. You know what I'm saying? Like I took things on face value, or I would talk about things that I actually didn't know, or I'd use words that I heard somebody else say. And sure, I kind of